Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Assemblyman Dave DiPietro of East Aurora joining us live this morning following the arrest, the DWI arrest of Brian Kolb of Ontario County, the Assembly Minority Leader. Dave, the news traveled pretty quickly yesterday. What was your initial reaction when you heard about this?
Well, it was disappointment. I know Brian personally. He's been a good leader, and he made a bad judgment, and I agree with him that he showed bad judgment here with the DWI, and there's no excuse. And the minority leader is accepting full blame for his actions, and that's a start. You know, our conference is going to have to take it from there.
Yeah, what do you expect to happen to his position, just given, you know, this lapse in judgment kind of makes it hard for the public to trust him doing other things?
Yeah, we've seen that with other leaders. So I've talked to a number of people in our conference. We're going to deal with it next week, Wednesday, when we go back to Albany. I'm sure that's our first agenda, and it's going to be our first meeting. They're calling a special meeting, and we'll discuss it in conference.
Do you think he should stay, or do you think he should resign over this?
I'm willing to listen to him upon it when we return and give him the opportunity to talk to each one of us before I say anything. You know, no matter what we do, we owe him that. But as for any predictions at this point, I'm going to speculate. I'm not going to speculate about colleagues' personal professional problems. This is a conference issue. It won't be up to me. But like I said, we've all been talking in the last 24 hours, of course, and it's something that we're going to deal with first thing when we get back to Albany next Wednesday.
What do you think this does just on the perception people have on lawmakers in Albany? It does it regardless of the party, regardless of position, just the fact that he had been so outspoken on this very particular issue, tweets, op-eds, you name it, about not drinking and driving over the holidays, and then just days later, this happens. I mean, it doesn't help with people's perception of politicians.
No, it doesn't help at all. It's a black eye for all of us, and it's a crazy situation, and he did own up to it, but it doesn't put the situation on the back burner. We're going to have to deal with this next Wednesday, and I can't predict right now what's going to happen. He does have support in the conference, but something like this changes the dynamics.
Does it make it any worse that he was in a state vehicle?
Yeah, it actually does. That's really not a good sign also. That's especially to not just get pulled over, but to have an accident. That does make it a little bit worse, yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are surprised that he has a state-issued vehicle. What is exactly the reasoning for that, and how many people in the Assembly have a state-issued vehicle?
That's a great question. You know, I didn't know that he had a state vehicle. I know that some of the majority people have them, but I didn't know our leader did. That shows you. I should be probably more in tune with that, but I did not know that he was given a state vehicle.
You know, is that something that you might look into going forward here in 2020 when everyone reconvenes in Albany? Just do these people really need a state-issued vehicle? Aren't they making enough money to maybe have their own? You can write off the mileage a different way?
Yeah, you can write off the mileage. So I don't know why anyone gets a state vehicle, but that's New York State. It's so overbloated and corrupt, I guess. I wouldn't expect anything less.
I assume there's a damaged headlight or something. Is that taxpayer money going to repair that state-issued vehicle?
100%.
Wow. Hey, Dave, we appreciate your time joining us this morning, and we'll be sure to follow up as the legislature gets back to work next week. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Dave DiPietro, New York State Assemblyman from East Aurora.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.